Did you know that Siberia, the land where Stalin used to send his political prisoners to the gulages, actually used to be Muslim? You see, Genghis Khan was the ruler of the Mongolian Empire, and when he died in 1227, his lands were distributed amongst his sons. The land in the northwest was called the Golden Horde, which would eventually become its own empire around 30 years later. And one of Genghis Khan's grandsons would become Muslim and brought the entire nation to Islam. Fast forward 200 years and the Golden Horde was split even further apart, with the north part being called the Khanate of Sibir, a name which sounds awfully close to Siberia. The empire was very diverse, with a ton of Turkic and Mongolic and other peoples, each with their own languages and culture. And the empire expanded, consolidating, and bringing many people from paganism to Islam. It was the furthest north Muslim state in the world, reaching as far as the Arctic Ocean. The Muslims now were at the edge of the world, but it didn't last. At the same time, the Russians had been growing their power in the west, and now they were marching east, headed directly for the Muslims. Kuchum Khan was the leader of the Siberian Muslims at the time, and he put up a fierce resistance. The Russians began the invasion in 1582 and captured the Siberian capital, Kashluk. Kuchum and his army retreated, regrouping and resupplying, and 4 years later, Kuchum managed to retake the old capital, which had been completely destroyed by them. Kuchum continued to fight the Russians for the next 12 years, but it was a slow, grinding war, and Kuchum was losing men and territory year by year, until eventually the Russians took over the entire Khanate in 1598. An ambassador was sent on Kuchum's behalf to negotiate with the Russians, and the Russians offered Kuchum wealth and a mansion if he surrendered. Kuchum replied, saying he was now an old man, deaf and blind, and had no money to support himself, but he had not surrendered before, and he would never surrender now. This was the last contact he had with the Russians, and he died not long after. The Russians continued their expansion east until they reached the Pacific Ocean. And while Siberia has been part of Russia for the last 500 years, many of the people who live there are still Muslim to this day, such as the Tatars and the Bashkirs and the Kazakhs. And it's estimated that up to 15% of the entire Russian population is Muslim. And Siberia has some of the most beautiful and unique masjids in the world. It's amazing to think that wherever you go in this world, even deep into the Russian hinterland, in places where no people live and that haven't seen human life in centuries, you can still find a rich history of Muslim civilization and the artifacts they've left behind for us today. Like and follow for more Muslim facts.